Petal on the vine, too young to drink wine, just 5 years a bleeder, student and a teacher, far from innocent, what the fuck's consent, numbers told you not to, but that didn't stop you. Finally 29, funny just like you.
And what's good out there, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, King Reckless. Welcome you to another episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. That was Demi Lovato, 29. Listen, people, I know I get on here and I do a lot of hip-hop talk and I play a lot of hip-hop shit. And sometimes I'll sprinkle in some, you know, just some R&B or some pop or, you know, rock. You know, I threw out that that Yellow Wolf and I could not believe I got that much of a great response from that. But I am a huge Demi Lovato fan, and I might touch on that a little bit. But yeah, so anyway, listen. I know the title may throw you a little bit. GCG. What does that stand for? Grooming, cheating, and gaslighting. That's what this episode is going to be about. Because there's been so much talk about these three things, and most people just don't get it, don't see it, don't understand it. And I thought, you know what? let me just, like, give my two cents on this shit. So let's start with grooming, you know, going in after this incredible song from Demi Lovato. Grooming, when someone builds a relationship, trust, and emotional connection with a child or young person so they can manipulate, exploit, and abuse them. Children and young people who are groomed can be sexually abused, exploited, and trafficked. That is the definition of grooming. Now, this topic, of course, like I said, came from Demi Lovato's single from the Holy Fuck album entitled 29, where she opens up about her thoughts and feelings on her past relationship with Wilmer Valderrama. Now, if you don't know who that is, you may know him as Fez. He's he's talented. He's an actor, producer, writer, director. He does it all, and the man is really talented. But this relationship that she had with him lasted 6 years, and it began when she was 17 and he was 29. 12 years is quite the difference. But if you are both over the age of 21, that 12 years, it kind of doesn't matter, you know. But because she's under the age of 21 at the time, it's icky. She says in the song, "A fantasy, a teenage dream, but was it yours or was it mine?" Powerful lyrics by Demi. This album was by far the best album she has done, and I've listened to them all. This is her 8th album, and it's the 8th consecutive album to debut in the top 10 of the Billboard 200s. Now, I know we don't really take that to stock, but that's still an accomplishment within itself. And like I said, I'm a huge Demi Lovato fan. I've been a fan of hers ever since she dropped Skyscraper. And that song really meant something to me at that point in time in my life. And I gotta, just one other thing. I did go and see her live. And she was absolutely phenomenal. I've never been to a show where I was so hyped. I was just out of my seat the entire time. She performed at the Hard Rock, and I was just blown away at how just charismatic she is and how beautiful, like, she sounded. It was incredible. She sounded like the record, and that, you know, really, that always grabs me. And shout out to Nina Strauss. I mean, that woman on a guitar is epic. She's incredible, and I've been a fan of Nina since I first saw her playing out Shinsuke Nakamura at one of the Big Four. I think it was Survivor or SummerSlam, one of them. But she kills, and she's incredible. If you have not had the pleasure of seeing Demi Lovato live, you need to go see her live. Like, it's phenomenal. And Nina Strauss is just a gem. She is a fucking gem. The whole show was incredible. Anyway, let's get back to this. Now, after all the research and the shit that I did, I learned something very interesting when it comes to grooming. When it comes to it, certain examples included making the person feel special, giving the person gifts or money, giving the person's parents to getting the parents to trust you, allowing the person to take part in activities such as drinking, smoking, and using other types of drugs. This is so interesting, because to me, when I read this, don't kill me, but it sounds just like dating. And I actually got to speak to a therapist. Well, she's my therapist, but I thought I'd pick her brain a little bit about that. And she said something really interesting. She said, "It does sound like dating because it is dating. The differences are the intent and who the person is. That is why in most cases the victims are young, impressionable, and often come from broken homes. The intent from the abuser is to separate them and make them feel special and then take advantage of them. People who are casually dating use the same tactics, but the intention is to find a partner for life, and they generally will date someone close to their own age." So what was Wilmer's intention behind going after Demi? We don't know. But being 29 going after a 17-year-old is a bit creepy, especially when you realize that he dated Lindsay Lohan when she was 17, and we knew what she was going through back then, and allegedly dated Mandy Moore when she was 15 years old. Now, again, this is alleged. I have to say that Even with all the allegations, we can assume that some of this is true. It's pretty clear that, to me at least, that he went after young women who were already broken and had daddy issues. It's a scary world that we live in, but if we talk about these things honestly, especially with our kids, we can save instead of hurting, we can only arm these people with so much opportunity. And it comes from us not actively talking to our kids and being strongly in their lives and making sure that they know that at the end of the day, we love them and that we're here for them. But if there are issues and we're ignoring the issues that we are presenting to our children, then they will fall prey to those people out there that will use and abuse them. So I would say go out and hug your children tight and let them know that they are loved and that, they can come to you when there's something going on, when there's something or someone that is presenting an issue to them. Be aware, be vigilant, be smart. And just be the best versions of yourself because Demi went through so much with losing her dad through addictions and she almost lost her own life, but this one thing, grooming, is such a it's such a wild thing, and we sometimes don't realize what's actually happening around us because we think logically about things, but to these people that prey on the young, they are also operating on the idea that what they're doing is normal and rational. It's a weird thing that it's a strange deconstruction, but we need to just stay vigilant and do the best that we can for our kids. And we can argue back and forth and say, hey, where are the parents? My point is, we need to be there and we need to see these things and recognize these things. We can't be there all the time for sure, but we can do everything in our power to make sure that this doesn't happen, to our kids. All right. Now, let's get into something different. It's still serious, but I just found this so fucking hilarious. Let's get into Adam Levine real quick. Adam Levine is a wild, wild man. And if you don't know who he is, I mean, come on. The Voice, Maroon 5. I've been a fan of Maroon 5 since I heard Harder to Breathe, and that was back in 2004. I was such a huge fan when I heard that song. That album, Songs About Jane, was so incredible. So incredible. I thought that yes, this band is going to stick around for a while. They have something different. But recently, this man has been called out for cheating on his wife with an Instagram influencer and OnlyFans model. Now, since the news broke, there has been 8 women that have come forward and said the same thing. They all exchanged DMs with him and said they either fucked with him or has planned on meeting with him. Now, all of them knew he was married and his wife is currently pregnant with their third child. Are you kidding me? The stories that are out there are wild. Now, let me be clear on something though. Let me be very clear. Cheating is not okay. Cheating is not okay. I understand that sometimes there are instances that warrant the need for closeness and feeling like you're not alone and feeling like you're loved and that someone cares about you. I get it. I do. But it's not okay. Coming from the king of cheating, yes, I'm talking about myself. Anybody who out there who knows me, hi, I'm King Reckless. And I'm a former cheater. I'm not laughing at, me. I'm just laughing at me saying that, not laughing at the cheating within itself, but I know all the signs, I know the triggers and the rules. I used to be really good at what I did, not a pat on the back, because I had to learn what these actions actually do to the other person. A lot of pain and mental torture and feelings of you can't trust anyone, especially yourself and your own judgment. Cheating hurts more than you know. Now, I want to talk to the side chicks real quick. Let me talk to y'all for a second. Y'all here? Y'all all good? All right, cool. Let's get into this. Real side chicks, pro side chicks, hear me and hear me well. You need to go get your girl. Go and get Sumner. Go talk to them. Because I do believe that the first rule of the side chick handbook is to shut the fuck up. You never put that shit out there. You don't tell your friends. You don't broadcast that shit on social media. You act like the police are coming to talk to you. Shut the fuck up. You don't say anything. Because if you are the side chick to someone that is of a prominence, like Adam Levine or fucking anybody, if you are the side chick, shut the fuck up. You know your role. You know that you are the side chick. Like, in what world did this woman, Sumner Stroh, if you haven't seen her TikTok, just give it a listen, because it is some of the most asinine and ass backwards things I've ever heard in my life, and it's just wild to me, but please go see that shit. But in what world did she think that Adam was actually going to leave his wife? Come on. For real? Word? You really thought that? Why would I, if I was Adam Levine, why would I leave my wife? She's a Victoria's Secret model. You're an Instagram model. My wife is Kobe Steak, just flown in from Japan with the perfect red wine to wash it down. You are a fucking pizookie, a tasty treat that I can indulge in, but I'm not having it every no. Was that too insensitive? Was that, I need to, it kind of, well, you know, okay, I don't give a fuck. Listen, the reality is, real side chicks know how to shut up and also not to believe anything he says. Period. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard that came out this woman's mouth was to make it seem like she's a victim and, quote, thought the marriage was ending. This was 100% for clout. You can tell. And then she's going to say, oh, well, the only reason why I'm saying anything is because my friend was going to sell it to the tabloids. What? What? Really? Your friend was going to sell this to the tabloids and you thought, well, I should probably control the narrative and put myself out there. No. No, that's the dumbest thing that you could have done. The dumbest thing. Not smart at all. Want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because everyone is going to look at you and see that this is for clout. The one thing that I really wanted to, like, know beforehand was, I wonder what her numbers were on OnlyFans before this shit dropped. And where are they now? What was that growth? I need somebody to do some research. I need somebody to hit me, please. Hit me with that. Because that is substantial. That's important. And is she still posting on OnlyFans? Probably. I'm not going to make an account and find out. It's just, that is very important information, because it really does come down to that. This was all a grab. This was all for clout. And it didn't really fucking mean it. And for her to come out of her mouth and fix it to where she can play the victim. I felt like I was manipulated and taken advantage. No, you wasn't. You were going into this fully well knowing that this man was married, and you actively made the decision to not only respond, but to open your legs for him. Listen, I get it. Adam Levine, famous, money, rock star, tattoos, Whatever. Look, I get it. I get it. But even these side chicks that, you know, kick it at basketball games in other cities, they know. Stay out of sight. Don't say anything, because I already know if I blow up his world, I blow up mine. And if it was really that big of an issue, and she was really, like, hurt and really believed this, if she really did believe this, why didn't she just go to the wife and say, hey, it's been a long time. We've been doing this. I just need to know, like, are you guys really ending, or was this all a lie? Because I feel manipulated and I feel lied to. And if I feel this way, I know that you're going to feel this way. And we should probably talk about this. It's still fucked up, but at least that was more acceptable, because then it would have stayed out of the news. It would have stayed out of all of these platforms, and people would not be talking about it. The only thing that they would be talking about is either they're getting a divorce, or they're not talking about anything because they swept it under the rug and moved on. That's it. This was all for clout. This was all for numbers. This was all for games. But I really want to say this as well. This is really important to say, because there might be some women that hear that and be like, typical man. Listen, I truly do believe that we should listen to all women and believe all proof. Not the assumption of proof and evidence, but cold, hard evidence from both sides, period. That's what we should be doing. But, I will also say that some women are fucking stupid and put themselves in positions to lose and get taken advantage of. And they take advantage of the system and play the victim when they are not. I know this for a fact. I know this to be true. This is not an assumption of anything. This is not me as a man trying to, you know, curb that and be like, no, all women are, no. Not at all. I do believe that there are really women out there that are hurt, that believe in lies and manipulation. Trust me, because I am a former cheater. I know. I know the things that I've said. I know the way that I acted. I know. Trust me, I know. And I know that there's someone out there that's like, yep, he does know. I do know. But I also know that there are women that are full of shit and put themselves in positions because they're fucking stupid. And this is a situation where I believe this woman is fucking stupid and put herself in this position thinking, I'm going to capitalize on it. But I believe it might be backfiring. I believe that there's going to be women that are calling her out, which has happened. I believe that there's going to be men that are going to be calling her out, but will still pay to see, yo, Adam Levine hit that? I'm not that big of a Maroon 5 fan, but I'm trying to see what he was working with. Like, that, I 100% believe that. 100%. Anyway, it's just, the stories that I could tell you from women that I know personally, and the lies that they spit at these men to hurt them on purpose, it is unbelievable. Actually, I do have one. No names, and it'll be short, but I know a woman who thought it was just a thought that her husband was cheating on her, or no, that she was cheating. It was just a thought that her husband knew that she had been cheating. That's what it was. And she comes home, he starts asking questions because he's confused, but not thinking she's cheating. She just thought, oh, I think I'm caught. And so she broke down, and instead of saying, yeah, I cheated on you, but no, I'm sorry. No, what she ended up doing was saying, yeah, so there's this guy at my work, and he sexually assaulted me, and I feel ashamed, and blah, blah, blah. She knows this man has a temper. She knows what he's capable of. And this man said, it's okay, come here. Gave her a hug and talked to her. And then when she went to go take a shower, he went out of the house and found old boy and beat the brakes off of him. Beat him ridiculously. And the crazy thing is, she's on the phone with me telling me that, oh yeah, he just left. I think he's going to go give me some food. No, he came back with blood on his shirt. And instead of her fessing up and owning it, that man had to go to the hospital. No charges were filed because he felt like, I did sleep with his wife and he probably just found out and he's beating me up for that. Because apparently he didn't say a word. He just showed up and was like, hey, let me talk to you. Bow! It's not funny, but it's just, that's the life. That is, and it's stupid as fuck. It's really fucking dumb. But this is the energy that woman put out. And what's crazy? She used that as an excuse to leave him. And what's worse, she already had another dude waiting in the wings because she didn't want to be with the man anymore. They got a divorce. She's with that other guy. I don't know if they're happy, but I just knew that that was toxic behavior and I just didn't want to be around that person anymore. But that is just one of many, many stories that of women that I know personally that have done some shady shit like this. I mean, a man, what's his name? The kid who played Romeo from Steve Harvey's show lost his life to a woman who lied and said, yeah, he raped me. Lost his life. So yes, there are women that are fucking stupid and do this shit for shits and giggles, or do this shit because they don't want to get caught up in their own bullshit. So, yes, some of you women are ridiculous. Hold on to that. But don't worry, because men, oh yeah, don't worry. Let me get into y'all. Let's talk for a second. If you're going to cheat on your significant other, you need to ask yourself one question, and I really wish that I would have done this years ago. But you need to ask yourself one question. Why do you want to? Why do you want to cheat? Is there problems in the relationship? Are you feeling alone? Do you need an ego boost? Not feeling like a man in your relationship? Other women capture your attention faster and longer than your woman does? Is the spark gone? Is there any of those reasons? Justification for you to go out and cheat? If any of them, any of those reasons or other ones are justification for you to go out and cheat, you need to go home and talk to your lady. Real spit, and have this real ass conversation, because the pain of you cheating is a lot worse than the pain of her realizing that things aren't going so well in the relationship. Effective communication is the foundation of successful relationships. Effective communication. One more time. Effective communication is the foundation of a successful relationship. If you can't talk, then you need to leave. Don't drag it out. The longer you keep things going, the deeper she feels for you. But what's crazy, maybe she's feeling the same way. Ending things amicably is possible, but it takes the time and it takes the conversation, a real conversation, not pointing fingers, but actually discussing how you feel, how they feel, what is working, what's not, what's needed, what needs to be gone, period. That will work, because I'll tell you this. If you're going to cheat, follow the rules, because it's easier to pay for silence than pay alimony and child support. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, I don't have to pay alimony, but I'm just saying, like, it's easier to go and get a professional who already is like, nah, I ain't going to say shit. I don't even need that energy. They get their change, you get your and then that's it. Done. Transaction over. Peace out. It's so much cheaper and easier Don't be stupid. Wear a condom, people. Wear a condom. Don't buy the box and bring it with you, because that's how you get caught up. Have Lucy's in a spot that she won't see and catch you. Never trust, oh, I'm on birth control. Nah, son. Because having a baby is probably the least of my concerns. Because if I come home with gonorrhea and give it to my lady, that's something else. But at the same time, if you're going to be a fool, you need to wrap your tool 100%. One thowie wowie. Don't be stupid. Get those Lucy's. And honesty goes a long way. Trust me. And I gotta be honest. Okay. I was going back and forth if I was gonna actually like tell like a personal story, but I'm going to. And I'm not proud of it, but this is about being honest, right? So years ago, I was a fool. And I was just doing my thing, and I was actually just chilling on stage, and I was, you know, just rocking, just waiting until I go on stage, right? And this girl that I never, like, we were cool, but I never, like, thought of her in any other way except, you know, she a homie, that's cool. She comes up to me, puts her hand on my shoulder, and she says, "You ready?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm excited, I'm about to kill this." She was like, "Cool. Hey, let me ask you something." I said, "What's up?" And she whispered in my ear and said, "When you gonna let me suck that dick?" I'm telling you right now, I've never been more perplexed or anything. And what's fucked up was that I'm the MC and I'm literally holding a microphone in my hand. And I'm about to go on stage, introduce, well, my next piece, which is me. And I'm like, yo, I really hope that I didn't pick up on anything. And also, my girlfriend was on stage at the time. We were looking at her. She knew I was with this girl. Everybody knew that I was with this girl. And she had the balls to come up to me and say that in my ear. And I said, "Wow. What are you doing tomorrow?" That right there, that's fucked up. And yeah, you can argue and say she's fucked up too, but the thing is, because she knew, she wasn't trying to trap me, she wasn't trying to set me up, none of that, because she didn't care. And she knew I didn't care, even though I did care about my girlfriend. But that's a different actually, no, I've had that episode already, where just because someone cheats on you doesn't mean that they don't love you. And we can go back and forth and argue that all day, but it's the truth. And but again, we'll tackle that another day. But the point is that because I was already honest about, yes, I'm with this person, and this person was like, "Yo, you wanna hook up?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why not?" And we did the thing, but before we did, she was like, "This isn't gonna come back to your girlfriend, right?" And I was like, "No, fuck no." I was like, "You're not gonna tell her?" And she was like, "Fuck no." And then that was it. We did the thing. Was it great? Nah. But was it worth it? Fuck no. But at the same time, if it was, would have changed my mind? Would have made me want to not be with this person? Because was it bad? Even though it was bad, did it feel like, okay, I did something stupid? Yes. But at the same time, my girlfriend wasn't going to know about it. And it took, and I was young and I was stupid and I didn't know what was really going on in my head. I didn't know why I felt like I needed the comfort of someone else when my girlfriend could provide it for me. Why was it hard to have this conversation, but it was easier to do this? That is why I said you need to ask yourself, why do you want to? I didn't ask myself why I wanted to. I just fucking did it. And I felt stupid. But I didn't know why. And it went on like that for a while. Like, it went on like that for a long time. And I wish I would have known then what I know now. So, men, if you're going to go cheat, ask yourself that question. And if you find yourself that any of the reasons that you say are acceptable, you need to go home and talk to her. And if you're going to anyway, then don't be stupid. Follow the rules. Shut the fuck up. And make sure that you have somebody that will also shut the fuck up. All right? Establishing emotions and feelings in a hookup and a side chick is not okay. Side chicks, if you're out there developing emotions and feelings and you're trying to be the main one, because we have a lot of side chicks that think they're side chicks, trying to play the main chick, and then they get caught up in some bullshit, and then now they are just that chick. No. No. Get your shit together. Everybody, get your shit together. The world is fucked up, and we need to do fucking better. So let's end this idea and of cheating, and let's become better men and make relationships and truth great again. Life is so much better when you settle down and fall in love with somebody who wants to do the work with you to build something beautiful. Trust me. Unless you got a side chick and you get lucky and cheat on your wife and find your one, like Swiss Beats and Alicia Keys. Even though Mashonda was in pain and was a victim through this whole thing, they knew that they were meant to be. Was it still fucked up? Yeah. But are they happily together? Yeah. Oh, excuse me. But yeah, life should be more like Barack and Michelle and not Donald Trump and Donald Trump's just gonna be Donald Trump, and that's my point. But you know, whatever. But I do wish them well, and I hope that Adam and his wife can figure this out and do what's best for them, because there are children involved, and that is the sad thing. So let's just hope this goes away by next month and they can deal however they need to deal. Okay. So this last one, though, oh my god. All right, so peep this. I want to end this episode with something real, something I had been waiting for and didn't even know that I was waiting for this moment. Red Table Talk had an episode that just dropped like last week. I don't watch that show. I really don't. I saw it for, you know, the Will Smith thing. And I wanted to see her response, and then I saw the cheating thing. Like, I really don't watch the show. I don't give a fuck. But this episode, I had to. The subject was on gaslighting. This shit was gold. It was like the universe was like, you had a shitty week? Here, take this. And I watched it. And I only wanted to watch it to see this woman learn about gaslighting and what it means. And listening to the examples given by a medical professional that she brought on to the show. And she had the nerve to ignore the signs that she is exactly what this is exactly what she's doing to Will. She ignored all the signs that this is exactly what she's doing to Will. And if you haven't seen the episode, I implore you to just listen to this shit. Like, really listen to this shit.
Dr. Romney, how would you define gaslighting?
Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation and emotional abuse in which a person's reality is doubted. It is done repeatedly with the purpose of psychologically dismantling them and leaving them feeling as though they are mentally unwell and fully dominated by the gaslighter.
Now tell me, ladies and gentlemen, all who hear that, tell me, does that not sound like what Jada is doing and has been doing for the past few years on her platform? You gotta be shitting me. This woman really and boldly, narcissistically, brought this woman onto this show to talk about gaslighting and is a gaslighter. I could not, I was salivating at the moment, you know, like I was waiting for that moment for it to click in her brain that, yeah, I think I'm doing this to Will. I was waiting for that shit. How can you not listen to that definition and not connect the dots, Jada? How? It's because she's a narcissist. She's unable to see that she could possibly be the problem in their relationship. That she's the reason why he got up there and slapped Chris. How can she not when she goes around and talks about it openly, saying she wish she didn't get married, that she misses Pac, that she pushes that in his face, that she slept with August and then had the nerve, the gall, the audacity to look him in his optical scans and say to him it was an entanglement. And then when he stood up for himself, like, what's sad is that you look at this video of this man and you see his face as she's talking about this with him, and you can see pain, you can see hurt, and he's trying to, you know, laugh it off. You know, we ride together, we die together, bad marriage for life. No, that's not okay. That's not healthy. That's not good. That's nothing. That is absolutely nothing but pain, but lies, but manipulation. It's gross. It's fucking gross. And this woman just thinks it's okay. What the fuck is going on? This is why I said earlier that there are women that intentionally do stupid shit. And this is that. She actually is playing like nothing is wrong and pretending that everything is okay while manipulating this man into believing that you need to do this, this, and this to make me happy. And then he does it and it's not enough. And then she flips that shit and makes it like she's the victim, that something's wrong. And like utilizing, oh, my alopecia, like calm down. I get that alopecia is bad. It's embarrassing. It's sad. It's scary. And some women lose their identities. I had a really good friend who I called my sister go through this, and I watched her lose her hair, and she was losing her identity until she met a friend who was a barber and was like, yo, how about I just line you up and give you some designs and shit? And then she did that and wore that shit and she killed it. And then when she lost all of it, she didn't care. She built herself to be this strong, independent person without destroying someone else in order to be that for herself. That's why when I heard this alopecia thing and she's offended, I'm like, how, when I literally know this 16-year-old girl who went through that, and she has more guts and balls than you do, and she didn't have to hurt or manipulate anybody to get that point, to get that strength. Like, no, I'm sorry, Jada. I love Set It Off, and I'll watch that shit if it ever comes on. Fuck yeah, I'll watch that shit, because that's a great fucking movie. Hell, if Hawthorne was on some digital platform, I'd watch it, because that was a good show. But, and, you know, she did have Wicked Wisdom, and that was a really great band. Like, I'm not going to front. But you as a human being, man, that's just disgusting. And I just... It's true that we don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes, but the way that he acts, he looks like broken. If the roles were reversed and it was him doing this to her, we would all be like, you know, fuck Will in unison. But Will is the one that's hurt, and Will was the one that, you know, bled all over somebody that didn't cut him, and he doesn't even know that he doesn't accept that he's bleeding. You know, that's the sad thing about this whole thing. And I pray for Will, man. He needs some love. He needs that good energy. Let's send it that way, because he needs to get away from this woman. And that was also the end of the whole conversation on Red Table Talk. That if you recognize these signs after we say this, you need to leave. So, Will, wake up. get out of the sunken place, my friend. You need to leave. Move on. So what if you have another divorce? It may be sad, but you're going to be happier than ever when you leave. Now, it's time for me to get up out of here. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate y'all. Next week, I'm going to have a very special guest onto the show. It's going to be an interesting conversation with this person. But before I do leave, I do have this one joint that I want to play for y'all. It kind of goes in theme with, you know, what is going on, just the conditioning to want to, you know, please somebody that is actively trying to show you that they are no longer interested and you're doing everything you can to just have them be there. And this song I heard last year, and it is so fitting. So this is Sasha Alex Sloan in her song Lie.
Don't sleep on the couch again, even though you took it for the weekend. Kiss me like you wanna stay, even though you're thinking about leaving. Please just fake it, pretend to look when I'm naked. Don't be honest, promise me that you want this. Say you're lucky, say you're lucky to love me like you used to. Even if it isn't true, I want you to lie. Right to my face, want you to put your hands on my waist. Can we just dance till the skies are white? 'Cause I really can't get my heart broken tonight. I want you to show me there's a future here, even if you've never really seen it. Tell me when you close your eyes, I'm all you see, even if dreaming. Please just fake it, pretend to look when I'm naked. Don't be honest, promise me that you want this. Say you're lucky, say you're lucky to love me like you used to. Even if it isn't true, I want you to lie, lie right to my face. Want you to touch me like you did in the beginning. Baby, just give me another day. Touch me like there isn't something missing. 'Cause even if you don't stay, I want you to